I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, unless you're born under a rock or I don't know, man. I think everybody in this town just about now knows that the Broncos win the fourth CIF Division Championship. That's right. The Broncos won the school's fourth division CIF championship this last Friday night with a convincing 69-21 win at Woodlake. The 2025 team joins the 1957, 2010, and 2019 teams as CIF champions. Friday night, the Broncos scored on the first play from scrimmage as sophomore Hunter Daly sprinted 70 yards for a touchdown. Daly had a big night with 284 yards on just 13 carries, scoring three touchdowns. Elliot Dota added 47 yards on six carries and a pair of touchdowns. Malachi Orrick carried the ball twice for two touchdowns. The offensive line of Sage Connors, Brody Berkovats, Tevin Davis, Cole Barlow, Derek Cortez, Jason Reinhardt Jr., and Daxon Zavina did a great job all night. Quarterback Emery Dondero did a great job operating the offense, completing 9 of 13 passes for 192 yards and two touchdown passes. Daly caught two passes for 48 yards, including a touchdown. Elliot Dauda caught three passes for 49 yards, and Levi Durr caught a 70-yard touchdown. Defensively, the Broncos held Woodlake scoreless in the first half and picked off four passes on the night to keep Bishop's comfortable lead. Richie Talavera and Carlos Salez both had two interceptions, and Salez returning his second pick, 90 yards for a touchdown. Talavera had seven solo tackles, and Celias recorded five solos. Dondero had six solos, three assists, and a quarterback sack. Davon Mitchell had five solos, five assists, and a tackle for loss. Elliot Dauda made five solo tackles and broke up two passes. Chucky Delgado had four solos and also broke up two passes. Levi Durr had three solos and four quarterback hurries. Hunter Daly had five solos and broke up a pass. Malachi Orrick had five solo tackles, including two tackles for loss. Derek Cortez had a sack and a TFL, and Davis Smith had a pair of solo tackles and a quarterback pressure. Bishop will now find out Sunday, yesterday, so hopefully we know today, where and who they play in the CIF regional round. Checking our website and social media, Facebook, for when that game will be taking place. A win in the regional round would advance the Broncos to the state championship. The final score last Friday was 69-21. Good job, BUHS Bronco Boys Varsity. Northern Inyo Healthcare District and Southern Inyo Healthcare District are asking all Inyo County residents to share their voices in a joint community health needs assessment now underway. The two districts are working together to gain a clear countywide picture of local health needs and to plan services that support everyone in the Eastern Sierra. Community Health Needs Assessment, or CHNA, helps healthcare organizations understand what challenges people face and where gaps in care may exist. By hearing directly from residents, the districts can better identify issues such as access to care, mental health needs, chronic conditions, and the unique concerns of families and older adults. This partnership allows us to listen more closely, learn more deeply, and plan more effectively for the health of Inyo County, said Northern Healthcare District CEO Christian Wallace. Your voice helps guide the decisions we make. Southern Inyo Healthcare District CEO Dr. Kevin Flanagan said the joint effort strengthens the process when both districts hear from the same community. We get a clearer picture of what matters most, he said. The assessment will help us place our efforts where they will make the biggest difference. The survey is anonymous, takes less than 10 minutes, and is available in English and Spanish. Community participation is important as the result will help both districts set priorities and create action plans based on local needs. The findings will guide planning for both healthcare districts as they work to improve services and support the health of Inyo County. The survey is open through December 8th, with updates posted on each district website. If the period is extended, residents can take the survey online. Well, the easiest way to find that is by going to seerwave.net, finding the article posted NIHD, SIHD, Ask Residents Help Shape the Future of Local Healthcare. Last week, C5 Studios had Chilly Nights Art Walk. It was truly an evening to remember. More than 500 people walked the streets of downtown Bishop, greeting friends, meeting Pocket Lady, laughing with the improv actors, marveling at aerial dancers, and searching for hidden gnomes, enjoying theater entertainment, live music, and the abundance of offerings from our town's generous and creative business owners. Many of our guests found themselves in businesses they had not been in before or connecting to places they had forgotten. Community of all ages out in the communal spaces, reconnecting and discovering something new. What a treat it was. C5 Studios and Bishop Rotary Community Foundation would like to sincerely thank all the amazing performers, musicians, artists, volunteers, businesses, staff, and guests that came out to create magic, wonder, cheer, and warm hearts on a chilly night. Thank you to the City of Bishop and the Bishop Police Department for their support and encouragement. C5 Studios strives to build stronger communities by providing public events that are lighthearted and cultivate joy, creativity, and wonder for all ages. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook for even more news at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, God, that's just around the corner, for nearly 30 years now, this is it. We've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.